You can't cage a caged tiger. Right.
PW.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Dr. Captain Clark.
Why do I think if you were a caveman that your cave paintings, like the buffalo, would be upside down?
Yeah, I look at that guy and I just think you can't cage a caged tiger.
You can't cage a caged tiger.
All right.
And you have no topic with this topic.
Monica?
No. You can't cage a wild tiger, is what you're trying to say.
Oh. Tiffany's, how do you deal with men hitting on you?
If you're at the service station, someone can always go, hey, you want me to pump that for you?
So let's role play. Whoa, hey. So, I see you over here eating these chicken wings.
I'm wearing my good cologne, so why don't you suck on my bone?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
That's when she looked at me like, please help me.
Don't compliment her bone sucking.
If I have really good bone sucking technique, the last thing that's on my mind is a spike on the mic show.
Why didn't you laugh? Tiffany laughed.
She's a whore.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
Yes. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of Spike on the Mic Show. That's, we have light studio audience tonight here. That sounds like a light studio audience, but that's okay because we will power through and we will make this the best award-deserving show you have ever heard. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am the guy known as Spike on the Mic, and we are here at our Palacios Studios at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue. This is where the magic and the sausages are made. Happy Thanksgiving if I don't get that in. But I'm not here alone, and I can't do this alone. So without further ado, let me introduce the real crew. Directly in my peripheral visions to the left side, we have the man who's putting the music going through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who is very grateful that at least one person in this area was looking at the clock.
True that, true and true. Speaking of that one person looking at the clock, directly in your peripheral vision,
exactly,
is that one person. He won Save the Day. We like to call him Bill Smiles. Bill Smiles, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like disbelief to have moved up to third on the order.
Oh, yeah, man. I thought you were going to be second. He never picks me.
No, you moved.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I moved to first.
I feel bigger.
Yeah. And rounding out the awesome crew tonight, because we've had a lot of cancellations and things have moved on, but that's okay because we still have the beautifulness, the wonderfulness.
Yeah.
The person who's going to make this show.
Oh, yeah.
All that in a bag of barbecue potato chips.
Oh, man.
Not plain. We like barbecue because plain, they just run through the meal. All
right.
Barbecue, they run through the meal, and then they put some barbecue on it. So it takes talent. Right. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm trying to get her to come on more than not. Is the lovely, the beautiful Miss Tiffany. Tiffany, how you sticking?
I am sticking like a wet tongue to an icy pole.
Oh, my word.
Was that in a midnight summer's dream?
I'm sorry, you lost me at wet tongue.
Hold on a second. That tongue on a pole is something to do with.
I might be the icy
like
pole.
It's from the movie, or even like from Dumb and Dumber when they're on the ski lift.
Frost.
It's the movie Christmas Story.
That's the one I was thinking about.
That's the one where the kids freeze their tongue to
refuse, get their eyes shot out.
Yeah, I refuse to say that word before Thanksgiving. So.
Oh, sorry.
What word?
Story.
Oh, story, yeah.
Christmas.
Oh, okay, yeah.
The C word.
Really? So, oh, God, you made me forget what I wanted to say. Oh, in case you're wondering why we're here, I don't know why we're here.
No, I have no idea.
A couple of the regular staff members put in a vacation request.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
They're not here.
Steve is away in Bulala land.
Yeah. Yes. But they put in a vacation request. It was approved, so they're gone. But that doesn't make us not do this show. Because
do we have any idea where Clark is?
Yeah. He is doing something with that arena.
Yeah.
Oh, that arena.
What's it called?
The Amelie Arena.
Amelie Arena.
I always kind of mess it up.
Hockey match tonight.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's...
Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Hockey.
Is there a hockey one on a Monday? That's unusual.
Yeah. Lightning and Sabres.
Yeah. Sabres,
ooh,
yeah.
Buffalo Sabres.
Oh, look at me, sports guy right here.
Did you just Google that? Right now?
Yeah, call me sports guy. I figured that
out. What if I said the Blackhawks? Would you know who that is?
Yes.
Too soon. You can't be talking
Chicago.
About
it.
Chicago.
Chicago.
I just figured anything with it's like the only team name that has black in it.
You
Chicago.
Mean the tall socks.
That's what I thought for sure. You knew that one.
Yeah. We don't all look alike, okay?
We don't.
This is not part of the show.
You do look like a lot of them, though.
What was that team way back in the 30s? The All Blacks?
The All Blacks, yeah.
Oh, that's the New Zealand rugby
Blacks.
Team.
Hey, can I just assume that since Tiffany has been here more than once, y'all don't try to impress the guests no more?
No, we no longer do. Yeah.
Not
see,
at all.
Listen, now they just talk. They don't even try, you know, to put on their good foot.
Well, you know. We struck out how many times?
Exactly.
You know?
What's the point of trying anymore?
Exactly,
yeah.
She's the one who put wet tongue and pole in the same
sentence.
She did. Exactly.
She did.
And she's going to go south from there.
I'm thinking that kind of characterizes her as a tease. I don't know.
Or a whore.
Well, that's what the intro. I was going to say, did you hear the intro?
Yeah.
You in there getting hit on.
Speaking of that intro, Monica's supposed to be here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We just got word.
Is she coming?
No, she got stuck at work and left late, and then something's going on, and she just hit me back and says, put in a vacation request.
Oh, that bitch. That bitch. Oh.
I didn't know we had vacation benefits.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you have to be 6 months of.
Oh.
You can't just take the job the first day and have the business. You know how jobs work, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Mm.
Speaking of that, I asked you this earlier, and this is not show prep.
But.
You travel a lot, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to guess what you do when you travel. I know you convince people, and I thought it was to
the
wear
traveling
makeup.
Traveling whore.
Yeah. You try to convince them to wear makeup,
oh,
and you say that's no.
That's a no. That's a big fat no, because makeup is mascara, eyeliner, and lipstick.
Oh, you trying to say you was born looking like that?
Basically, right out of the womb.
All right. So it works for you. It works for you. So if you don't convince people to wear makeup, maybe you convince them to wear
clothes.
Yeah, clothes.
Clothes.
No.
No. Oh.
Still.
Oh. Thanks for misleading the witness.
I don't know. I was just filling in the blanks.
Yeah, really. You know,
wore something ridiculous.
Just threw them in there. Threw them down the river.
You know, like when you go to a psychic and they say you are going to be visited by Monica John. Yeah. That's what you
Yeah, ooh. Definitely not a psychologist.
You psychologized me.
Oh. No.
Yeah, but she did it reverse because it wasn't close.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I do that when I go to the psychic and say, my Uncle John, I go, oh, wait, he's been gone for 8 years.
Oh, could we turn this into a show where people call in and try to decide what it is that she convinces people to do?
Well, it is a caller-driven show.
Hey, wait a second, wait that in. You guys can always call and participate. Give us a call at 813-699-3900. And if you're out there listening, not taking vacation time, come out here and call and try to find out what Tiffany does for a living. She's traveling.
Well, no, we want to know what she convinces people to do.
I don't convince anything.
Well, come on. That's how it started.
Yeah, really.
That's interesting. I do my research on my profession now. What is it that I really do?
Yeah.
You know, but you just keep leading me on with clothes.
You just keep keeping it from us.
I convince people that I actually do something for a living.
Oh, yeah. I did that for
I'm just simply a traveling whore.
I did that most of my life. Yeah.
Well, you know, so that's a good job, though.
Mm-hmm.
You have to put on makeup and clothes to do that.
All black clothes and lipstick.
That's it. All black lipstick.
Oh, I like that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like I said, we sit around here and we talk about three things.
Oh, yeah. The past, the present, and the future.
He'll get my Monday exercise in. This is how I stay trim, fine, and
you know that that dance shows up on my Apple Watch as an activity. Yeah,
when it does
says, "Please sit down." You know, this is no good for your heart.
We need the whole staff here again because my line of vision was ruined today.
Oh,
normally I can just look off into space and I don't see that.
Oh, I know. Today. Yeah, you're over there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, today.
But you're down at where Clark normally looks depressed.
Oh, my God.
Now I know why.
Clark.
Oh, my God.
Really. Also, speaking of which,
yes.
Before we do that, let's go ahead and get the sponsorship out of the way.
Oh, okay. I have to press the button.
There you go.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, StPeteRadio.com.
Correct. Since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And we don't care about race fans anymore.
With NASCAR over this week, we don't care about that because we don't have to worry about getting free fried pickles.
Well, that's
I like the free fried pickles, but, you know, there's no more races.
Yeah, exactly. Also, so what I want to say is with the absence of Dr. Captain Clark, how are we going to change topics? I guess the man sitting
at the substitute there before. All right. Done it
as soon as you start a topic,
right?
I'm going to the men's room, so hurry up and start a topic.
All right, so let's do it, ladies and gentlemen. Topic changing music.
Oh, it's me. I thought you were the substitute. Instead, it's me here on the Spike of the Mic Show talking about a topic right now.
All right, I like to call this topic, Please Don't Squeeze the Charmin.
Don't Squeeze the Charmin. This will be great because I'll eventually come back from the men's room and give my opinion when I know nothing about the topic.
You can bring back some Charmin.
That's definitely not Charmin in there. Don't squeeze that. Not Charmin.
What is that, Scott Tissue?
Yes. That's one ply.
What is the...
It's not quilted.
Like, growing up, I'm trying to think of, like, how I would rate, you know, with Charmin. I always had Charmin right there at the top. And then Cottonelle, you know, Cottonelle was a suitable replacement. Then you had to get to Angel Soft.
Yeah.
And you're like,
what do you mean, yeah? You understand what he's saying?
Absolutely. Now I literally stand in the toilet paper aisle reading
all of the words. Are you serious?
But it's gotten a little bit easier because I'm a little bit eco-friendly now.
Was Scott Tissue above or below store brand?
I think Scott was below.
Yeah, it may be.
That's like very close to Costco brand.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So we could say don't squeeze the Scott.
Yeah.
But really, I don't think you can bend that because it basically breaks your hand.
Exactly.
All right. This wasn't part of what we were talking about. But that's okay. You guys, listen, this is just a story. This might not get a lot of legs, but it was an interesting story to moi. And moi is why we talk about things.
Moi?
Yeah, that's French for me.
Oh.
I thought you spoke Spike.
I speak French.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
So you're saying that wasn't Spike? I mean, that wasn't French?
That is French. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right, so this is a crazy story here. In Nebraska, Omaha, all right, there are over 100 miles of toilet paper in the streets.
Okay.
Toilet paper, why you ask? Is because the city council.
Wait, did I ask that?
Yeah.
Why is it toilet paper, Spike?
Because the city council they're redoing the roads.
With now, toilet paper?
Now, you guys looking confused is that the city council of Omaha, they're trying to fix the cracks and the potholes in the road. Interesting fact that the construction company decided that first thing they have to do is they have to clean the cracks with compressed air.
Okay.
Then, after they clean the cracks, they seal them with
sealant. What cracks? Butt cracks?
Well, exactly. But when you squeeze and Charmin, you know, look, there's only one thing to clean my crack. And it's Charmin.
Exactly. Right. And then, after they clean the cracks, they seal it, and then they roll over with hot tar or something.
All right.
But then, instead of letting it cool, they decided to roll toilet paper all over the streets. All over the streets, you ask why? Because the engineering, this is how simple-minded, not simple, how simple we are, not thinking that the smallest thing works. The engineering company decided that if they just roll toilet paper over the kind of warm tar, it'll absorb some of the heat and all that, and then it'll
disintegrate
into the asphalt.
Asphalt.
Yeah, yeah, see,
did you use toilet paper?
This is just all
crack and asphalt all together.
It seeps into the asphalt, and it also
too? Oh
it's
my god!
All making sense now.
Oh my god!
And it allows cars to drive over it sooner. They don't have to wait. They say about a week before they allow cars to drive on the thing. Now, question. Is this great ingenuity, or is this just some bull? And I'll ask you, Bill Smuts.
Whoa.
Look, I mean, toilet paper we see always, it's not clogging up sewer lines unless it's the cheap stuff that just doesn't, you know, kind of disintegrate. So why not? I mean, if you get the absorbing kind.
Right. Okay, Tiffany, what do you think about that?
You know, I just don't know. It's really tricky because it's made for your ass.
Right.
This is asphalt and a crack. I'm just putting all of these
all
things
the words
together
right?
But is it good for the environment?
That's where I thought you would go because you said you become an environmentalist.
I am very eco-friendly.
You
want to
save
sustainable.
The planet
and the world? I don't want to. There's no saving it. Let's just be honest. But, you know, I could do my part.
Why? If it's not going to save it. Ooh,
well,
I just deeped her.
Listen
deterred.
Here.
Did you say turd?
Deterred.
Deeped.
Deep turd.
I just don't know that that's eco-friendly. And
well,
is it
toilet paper, though, eco-friendly, though? I mean,
no, it's not.
No?
It's no.
Not? So what should you use?
It's not biodegradable.
It is. Toilet paper is.
No, it's
totally biodegradable.
Not all of
it.
No,
it's made from wood. It's totally blah, blah, blah.
There are certain brands that are biodegradable.
No, all of them.
No, they're not.
Yes.
I've seen a clogged toilet where it was just toilet paper.
Come back in 100
exactly.
years.
Exactly.
Come back in 100 years.
No, I've actually changed the brand of my toilet paper because we've gone eco-friendly at our salon company. And so becoming very sustainable. Yes, there are certain brands of toilet paper that are not biodegradable.
No, see, I think you're mixing it up. I think they're all biodegradable.
The shit or the toilet paper?
Yeah, really.
I'm thinking that some toilet papers
break down.
No, are recycled. That might be.
I don't know. I'll have to look into that now.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're all biodegradable.
If you go to Omaha.
Either way, Omaha, I just don't know. I don't know if this is a thing. And I hear on our roads that are constantly being worked on,
right.
Do they actually wait a week before we drive on them? No, you're driving on them the next morning.
Right, yeah.
So what's the
exactly,
I don't get it.
Well, I guess in Omaha, they figured out how to do it. That's why they say you go to Omaha, Nebraska, roads are literally 100 miles of roads has toilet paper all down
it. That's interesting.
And so that's called modern medicine, modern science. PW, I would ask you that, but did you?
I know.
Did you squeeze the Charmin?
But I am now getting the impression that I just wiped with somebody's road asphalt.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
exactly.
You did.
Yeah,
you did. Well, listen, you're gonna have to listen to the replay to figure out what happened.
Yeah.
So without that, let's go ahead and do topic changing music.
He's not even looking.
Oh yeah, that's my cue. Here's a new topic. Spike of the mic.
Boy, no, like I say, you don't miss something until you miss it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I hit the post.
You did.
Yeah.
All right,
now, this topic here, this definitely has going to have a lot of female XY chromosome.
Oh, yeah, that's the first thing you missed it in like 6 months.
I forgot it. That's why.
It's the
it can have a lot of female. It's going to have a lot of XX input because you have to do this right here. I like to call this topic. I guess she wasn't hot.
I guess you wasn't hot.
Oh.
She wasn't hot.
You didn't say that.
I guess she wasn't hot.
Now I'll repeat it. I guess she wasn't hot.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Listen, you ought to.
You know, as the only she here, this might reflect badly on
you. Right.
Or, exactly.
Or you may be the the authority.
The exception to the rule.
Right. All right, so listen. So.
Wait a minute.
I'm hot enough.
Yeah.
Today.
Oh. Ego bye.
Oh, excuse me. I had something that didn't agree with me.
A department supervisor decided to organize a Friday night get-together, fun Friday nights.
So, a department supervisor?
Yeah. Friday night drinks. So 20 of them headed out to this local establishment to have a camaraderie kind of thing, right? So this lady.
Camaraderie?
Damn. It's a camaraderie thing.
No, camaraderie. Yeah.
Whenever they get together, it's. What's it called, Tiff?
A get-together.
A get-together.
A get-together.
Quit trying to use words you can't spell, Spike. All right?
That narrows down about 98%
of the
year.
Oh, God, yeah.
So one of the female workers went to the bathroom.
See Dick run. Run.
Cat. All right? So on the way back from the bathroom, she overheard three of her colleagues talking.
Oh, talking shit.
Curiosity got the breast of her. The best of her. Best of her. So she eavesdropped onto what they were saying.
Sure.
Catty little bitches.
I'm telling you.
Most of us would.
Then she overheard the three of them guys talking about what they considered was a hit list. Mm. And they were ranking the women in the department.
Oh.
Here we go.
Okay.
She, I don't know what her.
I've often ranked very high.
I don't know what her ranking was.
The F crew.
Yeah, really. But here's a I'd be damn part about this. She went to HR the next morning and told them that I heard Larry talking about this particular hit list. There's hot women in the department
and ranking us babes.
Yeah, well,
unnaturally,
HR immediately fired the three guys.
Nice.
Oh my gosh.
Now
it's the Me Too. Yep.
Now my question to the illegal riffraff in the shipping containers and our lovely and talented Tiffany's. Do you?
Oh,
think,
why do you put it all on her shoulders? Oh, that's right. Monica didn't show up.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's
Thanksgiving shopping.
Yeah.
Vacation.
Really. Exactly. Now my question to you guys: do you think that was right? And I start off with you, Tiffany's.
Well, first of all, she supposedly heard conversation. She wasn't in the conversation.
Right.
Say. So, no, I don't think it's right. Was there a conversation with the guys and her?
Actually, yeah. So
that should have been
done. Were they actually being offending to another woman or just being offending in private?
Exactly. And who cares?
Yeah. Oh, we're all offending in private.
Who cares if they think you're ugly or
not? You should hear the things I've said about Spike.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You don't care?
No.
So.
Especially as a whore. Who cares?
Yeah, that drop is working.
It's ridiculous.
No. See, right after that, she said, oh, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
You know, but he snipped that off. He did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what happened is the HR department said that we as a company do not tolerate it. We have zero tolerance policy for that kind of action.
Oh, all right. Okay.
So now, Bill Smuts, how do you feel about that?
Here's the thing. This get together,
right?
Camaraderie.
Yeah.
Was originated at work, correct?
Right.
Right. By a supervisor.
By a supervisor.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all that opens up. Is it right? No, but it happens. Because I mean,
that's a good point. It was
a work related
gathering,
and
perhaps we shouldn't be so frank.
Exactly, that these guys were out on their own,
right?
Without it, and the worker did.
Yeah.
I don't think you can necessarily hold it. And it wasn't that it was a work event, but
I think we have a new voice of reason.
No, he hasn't hit the post yet.
No, we have a new voice of reason.
Hold on a second. Has he hit the post yet, Tiffany?
Yeah.
What is he saying?
He's talking about it.
We know where he's going.
It always happens. Yeah. It happens everywhere. Women do it about men. Men do it about women.
Right.
And everything
each
else
other
goes.
In general.
Right. But an official work outing.
Not even official. The fact that it originated.
Right.
Right.
From work.
Right.
That's where it opens this up.
Yeah.
So is it right in the moral thing of things? No, but legally, yeah. I mean, they have to watch that stuff.
PW?
I have to say that I come down on the Schmatz side. And that he's possibly the new voice of reason.
Okay, all right.
Because that's totally reasonable.
Right. I don't want to throw Smuts under the bus.
But
what did he say?
He said, he said the gathering was
initiated yeah.
by the office.
Got it.
By work. And so, therefore, you should be a little less familiar with your buddies and a little more
work conscious
of the fact that you're talking to everyone at work.
If this conversation happened at the office, would you have a problem with it? With them being
Yes, I would.
So you have a problem regardless.
Yeah. Right. Tiff, do you have a problem with, as Smuts was saying, whether it's at the office or at Hooters?
No, I understand. I get where he's coming from completely. I feel that they're following their company policies. They have a culture set in place, and they don't allow that. So, yes, being that it's a work thing, I get it. But still, I think there should have been questioning, okay, and just letting them know, this is what she thought she heard. Is this what you said?
Right.
I don't know. That wasn't in the question.
Let me ask you a question. Well, and for Spike, and I'll ask you this as well, because we work at, or we do the Spike on the Mic show from a, an establishment, Hooters, which is fantastic.
Hooters, right.
Could you imagine if your three or four male manager, or even your female manager, were in there going, oh, hot.
Oh, yeah.
Hot.
What would there be an issue, do you think?
I think there would be an issue. Yeah.
So any kind of work-related event, there is an accountability nowadays, and probably rightfully so.
Are we discounting the fact that said woman eavesdropped on them?
Doesn't matter if the guys were over here, if they walked next door to Radiant and they heard it in there going,
right.
Yeah,
so
we've got the four hottest and number 31 and 35 working tonight.
If they're at the Radiant service station and they're just guys doing their thing, is that wrong?
But if they're technically on the clock.
No, if they're at the service station and it has nothing to do with anybody else, then it's just guys being idiots.
But Unless the company said, hey, go pick up. We ran out of Miller Lite. Go pick up, two cases of Miller Lite, and they're walking over while on the clock, or three cases, and each of them to carry one back. And that's where they made the comments, and one of the girls happened to hear.
Overheard it. Yeah.
Why are you out there convincing people to put on makeup, all right?
Yeah.
If you go across the street to Maybelline.
Wait, have we determined what she convinces people?
If you go across, let's say you're in Cleveland, convincing people to put on Maybelline.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with your right eye?
I don't know. Is something wrong?
it's
probably makeup in my eyeball.
When I said Cleveland, it dropped.
Yeah. Cleveland, one eye just like drooped.
You go.
The Fetty.
You go across the street and you hear one of your supervisors, you hear one of your coworkers talking about Spike is so hot. But not
that's a never conversation.
Not Smuts and PW.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we all work together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you think you can go back to your job and tell Mr. Mascara, hey, I heard them talking about Spike, PW, and Smuts, and get those two fired?
Wait, why do we get fired? We were just silent.
I'm just going to say this, especially with me coming from a leadership role with the company.
You tell them how to put makeup on?
Yes, exactly.
She's in a leadership role.
But
if
somebody comes to me with a situation or I overhear something that I think I thought I heard, I go to the direct person and I have a private conversation.
Sure.
You're saying that the guys that were talking?
Right.
Yeah, and I let them share their story, and I just share the culture that we like to keep in our company. And moving forward, this is just what we don't want to hear and talk about and have new team members.
Even if it was at the club? Anytime. Because let's say it wasn't on work time.
No. Let's just go to...
For a work event.
Then the next
work
time...
Event or on the clock.
Then the next time
outside,
it happens?
You know what? Then get over it. Outside...
And the next
deal
time
with it
happens?
Outside, don't bring it inside of work.
So one of our listeners talking about, is that at a strip club? Well, she has to be kind of working hot to be there.
That may be how she influences people.
Well, I'm not going to lie. As a Hooters alumni, I had friends that would come and sit at the bar when I'd work, and they would judge the my other friends that were working.
Oh, certainly.
And would you hear them?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
They might be talking to you.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I mean, here's
it's all a joke. I'm very, I don't get offended. There are people that do, but you do have, especially now, you have to be very conscious of everybody's feelings.
Yeah. Here's the kicker in all this, because if you were here, or if it was you, and then Steve and Clark were here as well. So they had a five, and Gas Man. Oh. And you started going, you know what? I'll rate them all. I like PW. I like Clark. And then the voice of reason. Then Mark.
This is so damn
then
wrong.
Then Schmatz.
This is so wrong.
Then Mike. Or Spike.
Yeah, I was going this was so wrong that I wasn't in this. I was getting mad that I wasn't being raped.
Do you think as six that you would be asked back? You would be fired.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah. If you ranked Spike last.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, is this even a topic?
I don't know.
There's no way you're invited back if you found him to be like, if you voiced the way you really feel about him now.
Right. What?
Exactly.
Yeah. If you told the truth, you'd never come back. Yeah.
Right.
No, you'd never be invited back. Wait a minute. No.
No.
Hold on, we know that, yeah.
You never know. I might be rated out of 10, 11.
Yeah.
Yeah, negative.
And that'd be worse. Yeah.
That'd be worse.
Well, 1 through 10, you're 11.
Because I ain't even on the stage, huh? All right, so I don't know. I personally am going to make an executive decision.
What?
Says that she went to HR the next day and said, I heard those three guys talking, rating women.
And here's what I find.
HR should have
said. Here's what I find great about it is that despite what the laws and everything basically has come about in the last 10 years, Spike's made his executive decision to go back to the Neanderthal time.
Exactly.
Okay.
And that's fine. I'm just saying it doesn't matter. What?
Yeah.
What?
Well, but at least we know now that you're not with the rest of the world.
See, if I was worried I knew what you was talking about, I'd be offended.
If I ruled the world.
All right, well.
Every day would be the first.
I can't believe that you guys don't think that this had nothing to do with the job. This was they were outside the company at a restaurant.
It was a work and the girl originated gathering.
It was a work function. It was outside the job, but it was like, you know, all right, everybody after work, we're all going to Hooters,
right,
where we can be miserable.
Right. They went for work. They all talked about it at work. Let's go as a work and did it.
Yeah.
Now, if they had just gone up on a night there where they all went home and no one invited everyone from the office, then grow some thick skin, bitch.
No. No, I'm with you. I'm thinking what happened is she got rated wrong.
Yeah, probably.
Because if she was up there in the top 10, and this probably
just like you who didn't like being last.
I have to tell. I have to say this. So this just reminded me of something. It was a few years ago, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago. A friend of ours that owned the bar next door to the salon, during spring break, we're on Clearwater Beach, and we made giant numbers. You know, 1 through 10.
Right.
Oh.
Oh, and, damn.
And you did ratings.
And people that were walking down Mandalay.
Oh, yeah.
Rating people
Are
down.
Are you serious?
And
that's so much fun.
And I was in an airport traveling back home, and they were rating me as a joke, whatever. But people were complaining to the city and then the building owner at the time, and they put a stop to it. Like, we had binoculars chained to the thing and everything. It was the greatest thing ever.
That sounds like fun, yeah.
But it was just so much fun.
Yeah.
It just nobody really took it. Like, they got offended.
But if they had rated,
they didn't get a 10.
And if they had rated a couple of the employees that worked with them as a 1 or 2, then
happened.
Guess what? Yeah.
Employees
there's
the
a
building.
Lawsuit. Yes.
It was bad.
Yeah.
So that got shut
down. I'm not happy with that. But you know, what thing called the show must go on.
Yeah. You know, you got to live with being a 1.
100, you missed to say.
Oh, 100. 100.
All right, so topic changing music.
Oh.
Well, just because I'm paying attention doesn't mean that this one's going to be any better. I'm sure this topic will be backwards again in Neanderthal times, so just fucking like.
Oh, you missed the post.
I didn't say show.
I like to call this this topic here too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
Too soon.
All right, so guys know it is holiday time, right? Like
yeah.
in a couple days it's going
oh,
to be
yeah.
Thanksgiving.
Oh, and they're going to have the Black Friday. And, you know, I want to change that.
Why you got to go tall?
Why is
no.
it black?
No,
why
no, no.
is it tall?
I would like to change that to Friday of Color.
Or African-American Friday?
No, Friday of Color.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, we'll do another show on why y'all call it Black Friday. But this topic is about too soon. With Christmas and Thanksgiving coming up now, this is a big issue that's going on.
There's a big issue?
Yes.
All right.
When do you think it's time to put up your Christmas decorations?
Oh, God. Never.
No. Year round. Keep them up year round.
Oh, no.
Now, there's a big brouhaha going on out there, as then people are saying that you are tacky or you the Grinch.
Right.
If you put your Christmas gifts up, Christmas lights up before Thanksgiving, they say, when do you think is the average the acceptable time to put up your Christmas lights?
Oh, at least after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Tiffany?
You
just said all the
time. I don't even care. Listen, for me, I want it up now because if I don't do it now, it's not going to happen.
No, so that's why you do it? That's why you want it up, because you won't do it later?
Well, yeah, because then it'll be Christmas Eve. Oh, shit, the lights aren't up.
Oh, gosh. I should have put up a tree or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, he agrees.
God.
Yeah, he agrees. Spots.
My stomach is really bothering me.
Growing up now, and again, I'm old, but it used to always be after the Dallas Cowboys game was on.
Oh,
we'd do it Thursday night. Nowadays, you have the Sunday night football game. You have all these other things going on.
That's so confusing.
Yeah. So it used to be Thursday night. As soon as, you know,
Thursday.
You watch the Cowboys at 11 or the Lions at 11 and the Cowboys at 2:30 Central Time.
Yeah.
Zone. So it's 6 o'clock.
Well,
yeah.
there's a furious discussion going on the internet that's saying that claiming that you are a tacky is vulgar and you're a despicable person if you don't wait until next month to put up your Christmas gifts. They say Christmas lights. They're saying the perfect time to put it up is the day after Christmas. I'm sorry.
After
Thanksgiving.
Mm. Right.
Or the first day of December.
I like both of those. I agree. Really.
You know, though,
that's that same woman who had a problem at that party.
Probably.
And her name is Karen.
She probably.
You know, the thing is, though, this year, this is the latest that Thanksgiving can be.
Was her name really Karen?
For the sake of the story, yeah.
Wait a minute. It's always on the same 25th, isn't it?
Thanksgiving?
Yes.
No. And it's not the 25th.
It's on the 28th this year.
It's the last Thursday of the month.
Yeah. Uh-oh. It's the last Thursday before the last Saturday. So, you could have, it's not the last Thursday of the month.
No, it is.
No, because if the Thursday was the 30th, no, it's not Thanksgiving. It would be on the 23rd.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
It's the last Thursday before the last Saturday.
Last weekend of the month.
Yeah, before the last Saturday.
Wow.
So this is as late as it can be because the last Saturday is the 30th.
Right.
So the 28th. Normally it would be anywhere between the 22nd, it's like the 24th.
Yeah.
All right, my head is exploding.
So we're less than a month. So anyone put them up today, we are less than 30 days away from Christmas.
Yeah.
They're vulgar and they're not right because I'm a person who thinks that Thanksgiving should have its due.
Yes.
Give Thanksgiving their props. Even though they don't have a song, like Christmas has a song, Old Christmas Tree and shit like that. Thanksgiving doesn't have a song, but you still should celebrate Thanksgiving because turkeys gave their lives for y'all to eat. The Indians talked to the pilgrims.
Have yourself a merry Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You don't know that song?
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
No.
You know, there are only 2 days that the world celebrates as the same date of the year every year.
All right, New Year's.
Yep.
And
hey, can y'all stretch Christmas. This out for a minute?
Yeah.
Christmas?
Go ahead. Yeah. Because Easter changes dates.
Right. Yeah.
Easter.
Christmas stays the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Christmas and New Year's.
You know,
because Thanksgiving is just an American thing. They have their own thing
Canadian.
In Canada, right?
Yeah.
They have their own different
That's
one.
That's in October, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. And then you had the 4th of July, which is only American, right?
Right.
So Memorial Day, Labor Day, around the world, they don't celebrate. They celebrate their own days. So, I mean, maybe Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, but those really aren't holidays per se. So
Easter is really very complicated.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a program, a computer program, to figure out when Easter would be for any year.
Because you got to know, like, the moon.
Oh, it's very complicated.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I don't even know the details on that.
Yeah.
I just Google it. When is Easter?
That's the best way to do it now. Yeah.
But we could tell Easter, like, for the next 30 years what date it's going to fall. Right.
Yes.
Because it's after whatever the last full moon.
There actually is a formula.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's very complicated.
Yeah, I don't remember. I actually learned that last year for the first time, believe it or not.
But who has the formula to the time change? Because this one is really messed up.
Really? It's no different than any other.
It is black dark out.
Yeah.
And it will be
and this happens the 21st. Just every year.
Yeah.
But not like this. This
I know.
Somebody is lying.
Well, I would actually like them to stay on daylight savings time.
Fast forward a whole day plus
time.
Some hours.
You mean it's tall out, not
it's
black
very,
out.
Oh, that's
very
true.
Very tall.
Yeah.
Very tall out.
Very tall, very early.
Yes. It's called Evening of Color. Yes.
We should say something really embarrassing this way when he goes back and listens
to
the...
Oh, yeah. So when he comes back...
Yeah.
Oh, man. Spike once. No, I can't say that.
He's in there squeezing the Charmin. Definitely.
Yeah, he's squeezing something. Here he comes. squeezing his cheeks.
You forgot that road covering on your backside here.
Yes.
Did you lay some Charmin down on that ass crack?
So anyway, I think that's a great point.
Yeah. you are so lucky he didn't say what he was going to say.
Yes.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I don't know about all that.
Yeah.
All right, so we can go ahead and close that up and go to the next topic. All
right.
With that great timing.
That was such a fast topic. How about a slower one? Because it is, after all, the Spike Rondon Mike Show.
All right. This next topic I like to call...
Hiccup. No. He likes to call this hiccup.
I like to call this...
All right. This topic is called hiccup.
I didn't even know she liked this.
I didn't even know she liked this.
This is a heavily accentuated
This
show.
Is a heavily accentuated show.
Hmm.
Which means... Tiffany, because you are the representative
of the
X's chromosomes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to give us your input and tell us yay or nay and how this thing works.
Right. Tell us now before we've even talked about it.
What the hell?
Yeah, really. The motorcycle gang is right next door coming in town.
All right, that's
a motorcycle with a radio like that. That
wow.
is not classified
yeah, I think it
as
is.
A motorcycle.
All the motorcycles over there, what do you think they are?
What?
Motorcycles.
Not with a radio system
no,
like that.
No, like that, yeah.
Okay, now listen, being a form of
That's a moving
biker,
PA system. Yeah.
Being a form of biker, you have to have the radio loud on your motorcycle to hear it while you ride.
Well, they're sitting in a
parking
lot.
Why don't you just put the Bluetooth in your helmet nowadays?
Yeah, exactly.
You people are so old.
No,
it's the better music, number
why
one.
Everyone else
and get out
have
of the parking lot.
We're
and
old.
Go burn some rubber, bro.
We're old and we're discussing Bluetooth.
Hold on a second. Tiffany just said burn rubber. That's back in the 70s. That's like we keep on trucking. That's old as all be damned.
I'm bringing it back.
Everyone burns rubber.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
Yeah, no, that's not even. No.
Wait, laying skids?
Yeah.
I don't think that might not be.
What is the deal?
Yeah. What would you call it?
I don't know. Hauling ass.
Yeah.
Hauling ass.
Charlie's Angels meeting over there in the parking lot.
Yeah. There's such a generic thing about hauling ass. I mean, if you're burning rubber, what it is? Yeah, you're putting rubber down on the cement.
Squeaking condoms.
Okay. I've never heard that in my life.
Yeah, that's a lot I've heard in your life.
Yeah, it was the first time I ever said it.
You know what? I sure wish this was Tiffany's first or second time here. You guys would be like gentlemen's.
We would?
Hey,
oh, yeah,
Tiff,
that's true.
Tiff, the first or second time you hear, weren't these guys more gentlemen's?
I don't remember.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Probably not.
Probably not.
I doubt it.
Not even a little bit.
I don't think that it exists.
Yeah.
All
right, so anyway, this topic was called, I Didn't Even Know She Liked This.
Yeah.
This is great because we all love this.
This is good.
This is done from a study from the University of College.
Oh, yes.
University of College.
And I don't know if I've done this before, but it reminded me of something. the study found that men secretly do things that women actually find attractive.
Oh.
And Tiff?
No. Who's keeping it a secret? The women or the guys?
They probably don't say anything.
Yeah.
I don't think the guy knows this.
Oh, they don't even realize
right.
that the women find it attractive.
Finds attractive. Yeah,
oh, right. All right. So it's really the women. They're doing the secret thing.
Yeah, they probably say, ooh, and don't tell nobody.
Yeah, don't tell anybody.
Yes,
but
that
I really
right.
like that.
Yeah, really. Now, contrary to popular belief,
this
men
is
and women
be good, I know.
Are from the same species. But
I'll tell you one spike is this. He's going to be touching you on his arm.
Oh,
touch
God.
Touch you on his arm when he's talking to you.
Uh-oh.
That's what he does. Yeah. And I know that you're screaming like, I want my space. Please.
Back up.
But he thinks secretly you like it.
Secretly,
yeah.
You like it.
Well, here are the seven things.
Seven things?
Or several things. Here are the secret things that men do that women actually find attractive. Secretly actually find attractive.
Okay.
Now, you get to tell me whether this is yay or this is nay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right, because, you know.
So this is all up to you. There is only one
female.
I'm
cool
with that. Right, really. You check. Yeah. You know, you check yes or
I
no.
I know everything.
You represent the entire sex.
Basically.
Women.
Yeah.
Do
I'm
women,
the female president of the females.
Of the females it. At the University of College.
Exactly. Yes.
Do women secretly like when a man geeks out about his passion? So
men in general?
No, if
whatever his passion is, like if Spike's
yes,
running,
I think it's great.
So
I think
you enjoy, so like if somebody likes collecting stamps and he's really geeked about
that's
it,
a little weird.
Yeah, see now you're gonna pull that back.
Whatever, if you like to lick stamps or collect them, whatever it is,
yeah.
if you're passionate about
yeah.
it, you go.
All right,
go for gold.
All right. So you're saying
whatever,
that no matter what it is.
Weird or not,
yeah,
it's okay. probably weird.
Yeah.
But if he's geeked out about it and very passionate about it, do you find that as a woman, or do you think women as a whole think that's kind of cool?
Absolutely.
What
all
if
right,
Spike
okay.
started talking about how he likes to sniff hair?
No,
and that's
well,
all he does. He
no,
walks
I like
up
the,
I've seen
I
that
like
movie.
The,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
I like to suck toes, okay?
See,
right.
there
those
go.
Are fetishes. There's
yeah.
a difference
yeah,
between
but if he's
a passion
geeked out about
and a
it.
Fetish.
He's geeked out about it. He's talking about it like toes. Look at this toe. Look at that
oh,
toe.
Damn.
Toe.
Oh, dog. No. Yeah, now you sit right here. You get to get here just in time. Well, now he can be.
Uh-oh. Is he going to represent the females, too?
No.
You can be represented. You going to turn that one on?
Sure, I could turn that one on.
This.
All right. We have a special guest who just walked up in here. Oh, I'm sorry. Is the thing too loud? No, here. Maybe. Here, this is your.
He's deaf,
this
though.
Your,
it's okay.
This is your volume knob. Turn it down. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so now we're talking about things that women.
Spike's fetish.
Secretly like. Secretly like that men do and they don't know it. All right?
Yeah.
This is what you're supposed to
say. In other words, we don't know. That they secretly like this.
Talking about
secret things that men do that women secretly like and don't tell guys.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yeah, I'm following you.
Yeah, you talk straight to that thing so we can
talk
hear
to the mic.
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Acting a little weird and awkward. Now here listen, don't you poo poo on the study by the University of College.
All right, wait.
Men kinda do that, women secretly like that. Thor, do you agree with that?
Thor?
I don't know about that.
His name is Thor?
And I'm glad you're sticking with the Thor name.
Yeah, really.
Forgot my hammer at home.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my.
All right. This is things that men do secretly that women like. Men do them just because they do, and women secretly like this. How about this one? Sweat.
Everybody sweats.
Yeah.
So secretly.
But, Tiff, you
but women secretly like it when a man sweats?
That's
I'm not too
stupid.
Sure about that.
So you think the University of College studies
I think
stupid?
The University of College was made up of all men.
Well, all right, smile. Yeah.
hey, he secretly loves it.
Turn it
so
on.
So
yeah, really.
Sweaty.
Hold on a second. Let me pull this on me. All right, how about this? How do you have to represent all the women's?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do women's feel secretly about a man who talks with a sleepy voice?
That's stupid.
You know, like this. what did you say?
Is that a sleepy voice?
I would honestly wonder if he was on drugs.
Yeah, exactly.
I would not secretly love that. I would be secretly wondering what the F are you on?
If we carried on an entire conversation with me just talking like this, it wouldn't be. That's what it does.
All right.
I'm wondering if you're being paid. Am I paying you to talk to me now?
Yeah, really. Oh, so now, the secretly.
See, that's where my brain is going. All right. I don't think I'm representing these women very well.
I don't think, you're
you're the only one here.
I'm a league of my own.
The only adult one.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
All right, how about this? Do y'all secretly like a man that takes risks?
I like that in general. It's not a secret.
Yeah.
Thor?
I would say most don't like that.
Oh, don't.
PW?
I think women would appreciate that. Yeah.
Me, smarts?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. How about this one? Roll up their sleeves to show their forearms.
That's stupid.
Wow.
Now, see, he did this. Unknowledgeable, if that's right.
Unknowledgeable.
He just did it, and women all around America are secretly liking that.
That's stupid. Well, they're dumb.
I roll up my sleeves.
What's wrong with America? Secretly loving these stupid things.
I roll up my sleeves so I don't want to get them snagged on something.
Right.
You know, so I roll them up just two or three off the cuff.
Or you don't want to get them dirty.
I mean, that's typically,
Well, I got a white
shirt. Are they like a proctologist?
Hold on a second.
Oh, that's going pretty deep.
Deep. I get it.
I don't get it.
Is that the proctologist?
Yeah. Wow.
Snap the glove and they...
Yeah.
We're going
River. Is that Fletch?
All right. Listen, this has been a study.
I'm listening.
By men and... You don't secretly tell... Some of the stuff is not secretly making you going...
Yeah, you're not giving us the secret.
There are no... Answer. The secret is that these women are... not very smart.
Yeah.
And they need to find new things that they secretly love because this is why nobody's finding the right person.
Exactly.
Wait a minute.
They're looking for rolled up sleeves and sweating.
I know. And that's
and
crazy.
And licking stamps.
Exactly. Yeah. Really? Really? Karen?
Really?
Karen?
I knew it was Karen.
Serious.
Freaking Karen.
All right. How about this one? How about this?
Okay.
Cooking.
Cooking.
Oh, I do love that.
See that? Oh, now. Yeah.
That's not a secret. I just don't keep secrets. My mouth is very, I'm very open person.
Right.
Oh. Ooh.
Okay. All right. So.
Settle down.
All right. So we're on our.
Roll up your sleeves over there.
We're on our first date. And I say, hey, I'd like you to come over. I want to cook dinner for you. Would you then say, oh, I like that in
Absolutely.
A man? You would say it.
Yeah, I would say, let's have a cook-off.
Oh, nice. Wait,
now you competing. How about if...
No, but that'd be cool.
In aprons?
Huh?
With aprons?
No. How about if y'all out on a first, second, third date, and then the man just says, hey, stay there on the sofa. I'll cook.
Okay.
Would you secretly go,
wow,
chicken, bow, wow?
I would be eyeballing the shit out of what he's putting in there, and I'd be drinking.
Oh, so you wouldn't actually be trusting him.
But you...
He couldn't possibly...
Not these days.
He couldn't possibly
cook.
What
if he said it was just Franks and beans?
I'd make sure he has his pants on.
But his sleeves be rolled
exactly.
up. Thor, do you think this is...
Squeezing the Charmin.
Oh, yeah.
Really, Thor... Do you think that's a hot thing?
Cooking for a woman?
Yeah.
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 Oh, maybe he should try it. All I gotta say.
Yeah, really. Just throw some Franks and beans somewhere.
That's it.
All right. The last one. I know this has got to be a
real thing.
Real thing, yeah.
Yeah,
wait.
Keeping on the uniform. Wait, hold on, Smiles. Why'd you lose air over there?
I just like you. What is this about? Is it like wearing it around there? It's just,
yeah.
So it's like, you're wearing your work clothes right now. So that's your uniform.
My point is.
Charmin squeezer.
Tiff, being the representative of the XY chromosomes, mm-hmm. One of them shits. XX chromosome.
XX, thank you.
If you was at the, if you took a study of 100 women's and they gave you a clipboard that said, how do you feel about a man keeping a uniform on?
They would probably say, what kind of uniform?
Oh, my God.
Exactly,
we ain't got time for that. Just
Okay, no.
No, they would actually
say
that.
You can role play with that uniform. I'm just saying.
Because what if it was the McDonald's uniform?
It don't make no difference how you get there, as long as you get there.
The McDonald's.
No, that wouldn't get you there.
All right, someone's wearing the, and look, you know what? McDonald's shirt, which is nothing wrong with it. It's an honest job. Or someone wearing the army uniform.
Yeah.
Steer clear. I'm joking.
All right.
I'm joking.
Thor, you've been thrust into this.
Wow. What is happening here?
The uniform. Do you think the uniform is a go-getter?
Is it a unitard? What?
I mean, my Thor uniform? Or
that he keeps on.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. I think most. It's something that...
It's a turn-on?
Yeah.
The uniform?
Not for me, personally.
Not true.
Wait, hold on a second.
A man in uniform.
Hold on a second. This is definitely not a good one. One of our listeners is saying that belching, scratching, and passing gas loudly. Hey, Tiff, you tell me that's an out. That's an N-O-W.
That's my N-O-W. The life in the world that I live in.
Right.
Right.
I don't secretly love it.
Right.
Do we make fun of it? Absolutely.
But it's all we get.
Listen, I take what I get.
I say, listen, that didn't make the University of College study.
Thank
that
can't the be, Lord.
That can't be something that women secretly like. If it is.
No, it's what
that's
women
a
seek.
That is a fetish.
Like sucking
it's
toes?
What women secretly tolerate. <God. laughs>
I think everybody secretly tolerates it. I tolerate my own child.
Yeah, sure.
Hold on a second. Being a woman, you're not down on sucking toes?
What?
You don't secretly like sucking toes, getting your toes
I've
sucked.
I've never sucked a toe.
No, getting your toes sucked. Let's say you and I in the shower.
My feet are so ticklish.
I carry you
from
the water.
That person had no teeth.
Good Lord. Homeless guy?
Yeah, exactly. Well,
there you go again.
Exactly.
There you go again. It wouldn't be prudent of me to ask y'all.
Right.
Y'all like.
I don't want you to suck my toes either.
Okay, I can go on a limb and say I'm pretty much won't be doing that. That's a good one.
Wait till you pass out. Apparently you did something to me.
Yeah.
What? Remind me. Remind me. All right, well, so listen, we flew through the night. And we have to go ahead and do what we normally do. We go around the room, we ask, what stuck with you?
Oh, God.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, y'all know what stuck with y'all because y'all giving me these crazy answers. So, PW, what stuck with you tonight?
That Monica doesn't support women because she didn't show up to support the other one.
Right. Well, she called her a whore last time.
And that's true. That's another thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But did you secretly like that?
Me personally?
Yeah, really.
No.
All right, Smots, what stuck with you tonight?
What stuck with me is that if we are short-staffed, I have way too much responsibility.
Yeah. I know.
Thanks a lot for doing the topic change of music thing, right?
It was filling the gap. It was do what I had to do, and let's get another Spike on the Mic show down that will hit the record books and make number 74 that we finish, right?
There you go. Exactly. All right, Thor, listen. Again, we thrust you into the microphone, and you stuck a microphone in your mouth, and you had no choice, but you had to participate in the
hiccup.
You had to participate in the study from the University of College on what women secretly like.
Yeah.
What stuck with you tonight?
Just trying to figure out what women are actually coming up with these things really stuck with me. I mean,
it's stupid.
All right, so Tiffany,
man,
you know, we love you, girl. We gotta get you back on here. Matter of fact, I want to give you a contract. What stuck with you tonight?
The fact that women need to find new secret things, better things that they secretly love.
Yeah, than anything he might suggest. Yeah.
Why are you poo-pooing on your kind?
No,
when
it's not.
I say your kind, I'm talking about women.
No, we're talking about your article.
This is why I'm rare.
Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show here. We got another one in the books. We did awesome. Tiffany, thank you for showing up.
Thank you.
Girl, sorry we stuck it to you. Bill Smart and PW.
Yeah.
Listen, what I learned tonight was that you shouldn't be firing people for something you overheard and you weren't supposed to be there. I'm out. One.